The pace of life at the Institute was serene and civilized. Tea was served every afternoon between 3 and 4 in the common room on the main floor of Fould Hall. "Tea is where we explain to each other," Oppenheimer once said, "what we don't understand." 2 or even 3 times a week, Oppenheimer hosted a lively seminar, often on physics, but sometimes in other fields as well. "The best way to send information," he explained, "is to wrap it up in a person. Ideally, the exchange of ideas required some fireworks." The young physicists, observed Dr. Walter W. Stewart, an economist at the Institute, are beyond doubt the noisiest, rowdiest, most active, and most intellectually alert group we have here. A few days ago, I asked one of them as they came bursting out of a seminar, "How did it go?" "Wonderful," he said. "Everything we knew about physics last week isn't true." On occasion, however, guest speakers found it unnerving to be subjected to what came to be called the Oppenheimer treatment. Dyson described the experience in a letter he wrote his parents back in England. "I have been observing rather carefully his behavior during seminars. If one is saying, for the benefit of the rest of the audience, things that he knows already, he cannot resist hurrying on to something else. Then when one says things that he doesn't know or immediately agree with, he breaks in before the point is fully explained with acute and sometimes devastating criticisms. He is moving around nervously all the time, never stops smoking, and I believe that his impatience is largely beyond his control." Some were unnerved by another of his tics. He'd bite the tip of his thumb, clicking his front teeth again and again.